Soundwaves and you are listening to Ponyville FM. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook and Tumblr.
What is up, Ponyville? It is I, the one, the Pony Limitless 8, coming back at you once again for that Thursday night fugue state. That there was Groove Armada with At the River, and if you couldn't tell just by that, well, after the last 2 weeks of massive, bombastic shows, I kind of wanted to wind down and let's have us a chill evening. Up next, we've got more Chibo with Blindfold.
Feels strange and longer.
some more Chi, but also love me some Chung King. Up next, we've got a track called Making Music. That's what I call production quality. The older I get, the more I realize just how much work in the studio goes in to layering songs to sound that good. Here's the song that exposed me to 07 and Sia both. This is called In the Waiting Line.
Thank you.
Chick has remarkable range, because yeah, that doesn't sound anything like her in Chandelier and whoa. But of course, this is the same girl who's written for the likes of Beyonce and whatnot, so she can in fact sing. You know, it's hard to find down tempo, trip hop, and other such music just in general, doubly so among the brony fandom. But I tell you who's good at it, Aoshi. This one's called Music Has the Right to Falls.
Thank you.
You know, that just sounds like straight-up trip-hop. And that's good in my book. And it's not to say that other bronies, even ones such as this with their much more glittery production sensibilities, like Pwn 3, otherwise known in the real world as Scraton. That's an awesome name. This one's called Lights Around. Give Scraton a hard time, but really he's kind of underrated. If he'd try to do his own thing a little bit more, that would probably work out a little bit better than just emulating Skrillex and other modern producers. Up next, got a song. Actually, even electro swing isn't entirely able to escape the call of the trip hop. This one's called Mr. Soft, and I only know about it because I was searching YouTube for something completely different. Ask Sleepy Pony. And this one's by Cormac. It's really cool. Thank you. Yep, totally unrelated to the candy commercial that I was searching for at the time. Up next, from the terrible, awful, god-awful movies with great soundtracks pile, this one's Lisa Hall with Is This Real?
Thank you.
That soundtrack being Practical Magic, if anybody was wondering, which, to its credit, at least it gave us guys a reason to look at 90s, I'll note 90s, Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman bouncing around on screen for an hour and a half. But other than that, utterly worthless chick flick, sadly. But did have that song, some Faith Hill, and Stevie Nicks, and Cocaine or No Cocaine, I love me some Stevie Nicks. Up next, we've got Soul Coughing with Super Bon Bon. Let the man go through already. Though I'll note that song definitely needs more Bon Bon. Like I said, Aoshi is really, really good at making this down-tempo stuff, and I'll also give him props for being one of the guys really behind Project Horizons as a cross-media project, even though I did find the ending to be a little bit underwhelming, but I guess, proportionally, it just couldn't match up to the weight of the rest of the story. It's kind of like Duke Nukem Forever. There's no way in hell it could have lived up to the 14 years of hype. But we've got Aoshi with Security.
Thank you.
one day I might get off my butt and actually give that song some lyrics and actually try to, you know, work at it, make it sound good. But that's asking kind of a lot. Coming at you at the top of the hour, we've got Linkyo with the permalink, bringing you that J-Core goodness. And I, as usual, have been your master of Saraponi's Limitless Hate. I'm going to go ahead and cut after this one. Finally, this evening, we've got M4A with Dolphin, and this is the RPM remix. This is the down-tempo mix out of the entire EP. There were like 7 different versions of this song. It's crazy. But I'm going to cut after this, so later, y'all.
Thank you.